Exodus chapter number 3. Exodus chapter number 3, verse 13. The Bible says this, "And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you. And they shall say unto me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent you unto me. And God said, Moreover unto Moses, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the lands of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites unto a land flowing with milk and honey." I want to preach on this Memorial Day weekend on a memorial. Now, what is a memorial? A memorial is that preserves a memory. It preserves something, amen? And that's what a memorial is. And we see here in the Bible, tells us, even when we go up in the cemetery and we put a monument, that's a monument of somebody that is deceased, somebody that has went on. We put those monuments there just to say that here lies our loved ones, amen? May they rest in peace. And that is a memorial that we leave for that person. And the first memorial that we see in the Word of God is in Exodus chapter 3, where God Almighty says, I will give myself as a memorial unto you. What better memorial could we get in God Almighty himself coming to where we are, praise God, and he begins to give us a memorial of himself. And now Moses is getting ready to go. You know the story. Moses went up and they talked to the Lord, and the Lord has told him, said, you've got to go down to Egypt and you've got to bring my children out. And so Moses said, well, Lord, okay, that's all good and well. But when I come to Egypt, and they ask me, they're going to ask me, Lord, what's his name that sent you? Who sent you down here to us to bring us out? And he said, when they ask of me, he said, what do I tell them? He said, you tell them that I am that I am sent you. He said, you tell them that the great I am sent you. Thank God for the great I am. He said, who is the great I am? He's the great, eternal, self-existent one. He's the one that's always been, praise God, and I'm glad he always will be. He's the same yesterday and forever. He changes not. He's still God, praise God. He was the God then in Moses' life, and he's the God in your life. Amen, glory, hallelujah. If we'll let him today, he'll come in. He'll be the great I am for you. Amen. That eternal self-existent God, praise God, that's always been, he will continue to be. That's what he tells us here. He said, I am that I am. In other words, God was saying, I have been and I will be. Glory, hallelujah. He told Moses, you go down there to Egypt, that prophet of the world, and you just tell them folks down there that's been in bitter bondage for 430 years. You tell them, I've heard by reason of their taskmasters, cry. He said, I'm come to you. It's not just anybody, but I am that I am. The eternal self-existent one, the one that's always been and the one that always will be. Praise God. Tell them not to worry about coming out of the world. Tell them not to worry about coming out of Egypt. I promise I'll be there with them and I'll bring them out. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? He said, when I go down here and tell them, praise God. He said, what will I say? And he said, just tell them I am sent you. Amen. Tell them God sent you, praise God. The eternal, the one that's always been, praise God. The one that was there in the past, praise God, with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Were Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they're with God. God's not the God of the dead, but He's a God of the living. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Ain't you glad today you don't serve no dead God? You don't serve Buddha. You don't serve Muhammad. You don't serve Allah. Praise God, you serve a living God. The great I Am. He's still alive. Alive, and He's on the throne, praise God. Brother Kevin, to make a difference for you and to make a difference for me, to be there for us, praise God. Amen. Well, when we're going through today, Brother Bill, and we don't even think about Him, God says, listen, I am that I am. I always have been, and I always will be thinking of you. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that gets me through the day. Amen. Amen. When nothing else will work, praise God, that does. God said, I'll be there for you. Amen. The God, He said, I am. He said, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. Okay, Moses said, listen, he said, God said, listen, Moses, he said, it's not you that came on your own. He said, but the God, the eternal self exists one. He sent you, praise God. I would to God that God would send some more people. I believe He is. I believe He's designated folks to get in and go out into the world and compel folks to come in. And his house might be full, but I'm afraid there's a lot of people like old Moses was scared to death that God get a hold of us and He'll get us in. And we won't know what to do. I tell you what we ought to do is just praise God. Just go to lifting up our voices. Amen. Just giving Him glory and honor. Just stepping out on faith. Like old Isaiah said. And he said, hey, who I send? He said, Lord, here I am. Send me. Glory, hallelujah. You say, well, preacher, it gets difficult. I won't say it got difficult for Isaiah too. He got over there one place in his life. He said, Lord, how long? He said, I've been a preaching. I've been a loving on these people. I've been a loving on you. You've been a loving on me, and I've been a telling them, amen, for the ages. Lord, how long? And the Lord said, oh, Isaiah, just do it till the world is without habitation. Glory, hallelujah. He said, just love me, praise God, and I'll love on you, and we'll love on them till there ain't nobody left to love. Amen. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. A memorial of God Almighty, the great I Am. Praise God, I'm glad. It's that way. And not only, he said, preacher, how long does that last? Forever. Amen. He says, it is eternal. Praise the Lord. He said, God said moreover unto Moses, verse 15, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has sent me unto you, for this is my name forever. Amen. He said, preacher, how long God going to be there? He's going to be there forever. God ain't going to change, praise God. God ain't going to quit. God ain't going to give up. I know a lot of people, sometimes we say this, we say, well, God's still on His throne. Hey, when I want to say, praise God, He's never vacated it. Hey, man, God's never took a vacation. God's never let down, praise God, He's God. God's always been right there, and He'll always be right there. How do you know? Because He said, I am, glory, hallelujah. As I've always been, I always will be. As I'll give you a memorial, praise God, of myself, glory, hallelujah. You can take it to the bank. I'll always be there. Amen. So I'll be there forever. You say, preacher, what are you talking about this morning? I want to tell you, the old devil tries to waylay us. We'll get ourselves in a situation, and we'll get the question of where God is. Amen? Where's God? If He was a God, God wouldn't allow this. I told the church this morning, amen, they had that shooting out there in Texas, and it was horrific. It's a crazy fiend full of the devil. Went in and killed 19 little old youngins and two teachers. He's just full of the devil. That ain't nothing but the devil. That ain't nothing but pure wickedness. But people would say, well, preacher, where was God? Let me just tell you about that situation. I told them this morning. Praise God, they make that number one, they make it a gun-free zone, which leaves it open for every crazy lunatic in the world to assault. That's what they're looking for. You know why? Because they're a bunch of cowards full of the devil. But I want to say our schools today, praise God, we've made them a God-free zone. Hello? We made a place where God ain't welcome no more. We made a place where God can't be prayed no more. We made a place where God can't be lifted up, magnified no more. We made a place where little old children can't raise their hand and say, thank God for His goodness. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus Christ, my Savior. They get in trouble. And then we say, why? Where's God? The great I am. Where is He in all these things that's going on? But God will say He's right where He's always been, but He can't go where He's not wanted. Amen. Who did that? We did. You know, preacher, I didn't do that. The government did. Praise God, we elect those officials and put them in office. Amen. It's time for them to go. Amen. I mean, we're going to have to stand up. We're going to have to break out this old King James Bible again. And we're going to say, Lord God Almighty, He said, woe to a nation that'll forget God. I'm afraid we come to a place and a point in America where we forgot about God and we get in trouble and we get to having problems. Instead of crying out to the great I am, glory, we go to Dr. Spock and Dr. Shock and everybody else to try to find the answer. I'm telling you, youngins, glory, hallelujah, we need to go to Dr. Jesus this morning. It's a Lord Jesus, I know You're the great physician. I know You have the balm of Gilead. I know, glory, hallelujah, You can cure our ills. Amen. Bible says, my people which call My name will humble ourselves and pray and seek My face, turn from our wicked ways. Hello? Said, then, Brother Charles, will I hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. You know what's wrong with America today? America is sick. Amen. It's sick nigh unto death. Amen. What we need, glory, how God Almighty in the beginning, when He brought them out of Egypt, a type of the world, amen, He said, we're not supposed to linger around in this world. Glory, hallelujah. We're in the world, but not of the world. Hello? What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? We need to be a little bit different. Bible says we're supposed to be unique. Amen? Different in this world. Bible says we're supposed to be a peculiar people. People look at us, they say, well, Brad, look at them. Say, there's something wrong with them. They don't act like everybody else. No, we're not supposed to. Hello? God says, you go down there to Egypt, Moses, you tell them I am sent you. Glory, hallelujah. Tell them they go ahead and gear up, load up, praise God, and get up out of there. Glory, hallelujah. And I'm going to be with them no matter where they go, what they do. I will be their God. I want to say this morning, listen to me, youngins. God, give us a memorial. He said, I'll be with you forever. Amen. There's no one else in this world can give you that promise. Hello? Did you hear what I said? There's no one in the world that can give you the promise that God gives you. He said, tell them I'll be with the I am, the eternal self-existent, the God of glory, the God in the beginning, the God will be in the end, praise God, throughout eternity. And He said, I'll never forget, I'll never leave you. So I'll be with you forever. Everywhere you go, everything we go through, God says, I'll be there with you. Amen. And one day in a little while, praise God, God said, I'll pluck you out of here and I'll bring you home with Me forever. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. He said, I'll separate you now through the sanctifying power of the Holy Ghost of God. You know what's wrong with the church today, youngins? Now look at me. What's wrong with the church today? We've quit listening to the Holy Ghost of God. We've quit listening to this old King James Bible and started listening to everybody else. We've started taking everybody else's opinion. Amen. Opinions are like ears. Everybody's got two or three. Amen. But glory, hallelujah, I'm telling you, the precious word of God is truth that we can build upon. It's a foundation, praise God, that's sure. And He said, I'll be with you forever. Now that's eternal. That's speaking of eternal things. That's speaking of eternity, praise, with God Almighty. Amen. And we can trust in that because we know that He is the eternal one, the self-existent eternal one. If we look back as far as we can look, praise God, through the Word of God, He tells us that I've always been here. The Bible tells us, Brother Bill, that before the foundations of the world, the cosmos, the earth, the planets, before anything was created, He was there. What are you saying? I'm saying we look back farther than we can look, praise God, through history and what we know, and there was God. Amen? Am I telling it right? Amen. He's always been, He always will be God. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost sat down together and they figured this thing out. And the Bible says that the Lord Jesus Christ, glory, hallelujah, somebody would just jump up, take a lab. I said the precious Lamb of God, the precious Son of God was there in the beginning and said He wrote her down, He pinned her down. He said, Father, this is what we need to do. This is our design. Glory, hallelujah, let's just make it up like this. I believe it'll work. Yeah, preacher, will it work? It's working for me. Amen. What about you? I've got a blessed hope of eternity. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I told him this morning, praise God, I'm not going to see death. Jesus said those that believe in Him, keep His commandments, praise God, will not see death. I know a lot of times we pull up to the graveside and we plan our loved ones. But glory, hallelujah, if they was born again, the child of God, they've been saved by the marvelous grace of God. They've been serving the Lord, walking the Lord, loving the Lord, and the Lord loving on them. Glory, hallelujah, one of these days we'll lose this life's breath here and we'll take the next one over yonder. You know, I hate it in the day and the era that we live. Used to when people were getting toward the end of life. And we'd gather around them and we'd love on them and we'd love them we'd love them across the crossing. And you'd see all kind of marvelous things. Amen. You'd see people like with testimony. You'd see people, praise God, right before they crossed over Jordan, praise God, into the glory of God. Praise Lord, you'd see them. They'd raise their little hands up, big old smile would come on their face, John. Praise God, they'd say, do you see it? Can you see Him? Glory, hallelujah. Do you see the glory? Can you see the light? Amen. Glory. Hey, praise His holy name. We used to see that. But now we've come to a point, they say, well, you know, we're going to make them comfortable. And so they use these narcotics and they just put them in la-la land. He said, well, preacher, it's better that way. I don't know if it is or not. If we ain't careful, we miss out on the blessings of seeing them make the crossing. Amen. We see them there and we see them in they're in a terrible state. And I know it's awful, praise God, to see one crossing over. But God Almighty said, I am, praise God. I am that I am. He said, I'm the beginning. I'm the end. I'm always there. Glory, hallelujah. And you can trust in me. And when it comes your time, I'll scoop you out. Amen. And I'll take you up. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. Where I am, there you may be also. Amen. So I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh Father but by me. But praise God, if you got the Father, you got me. If you got me, you got the Father. If you got all that, praise God, He said, you got a place to go. And we see them, amen, as these folks is going out of here. And praise God. Hey, listen, they're not looking at death. They're not a seeing dying. They're seeing a holy God of heaven who loves them. And He brings them out of here. Amen. Glory, hallelujah, Josh. Amen. Praise God. Josh is there when Brother Billy is going out. And he said, can you see Him, son? Can you see it? And he, glory, hallelujah. He was looking over through a pit, through the portals of glory. And he's seeing the Lord Jesus Christ standing at the right hand of the Father like old Stephen. Glory, hallelujah. And he said, come on up, son. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. And picked him, plucked him up out of here. Amen. We'd see it. We'd see it more. We'd get encouraged because we'd know that they're not dying, just going into the land of the living. A place of, somebody help me. A place, praise God, where there's no more of this mess. There's no more sorrow or sickness. There's no death or dying, glory, hallelujah. There's no more graveside. There's no more undertaker. Praise God. There's just glory in the Lord Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Amen. Glory. I don't know about you. I like it. Amen. God said, I give you a memorial. A more memorial that lasts forever. Amen. Memorial. In other words, what God's talking to me, He said, I'm going to give you a memento. He said, I'm going to give you a little something to remember. We just need to remember, praise God, that the great I am is the great I am. Amen. That He's never changed. And no matter how much the world wants to change him. And I know there's a whole bunch of people voted in 2014, praise God, to just leave God out of everything. But I'm going to tell you, you take God out of everything, they ain't no thing. Amen. Do you hear what I said? You take God out of it, praise God, there's nothing left. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. The same was with God in the beginning. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. He's the architect. He's the designer. He's the one, praise God, that made you. Amen. In the likeness, in the image of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He gives us three S's, body, soul, and spirit, praise God, so that we can get in and be one with Him in a union with God. God told Moses, He said, Moses, you go down there to Egypt. He said, I'm going to give you a memorial of myself. You go down there to Egypt, and I'm going to go with you. And said, we're going to get those young'uns, and we're going to bring them out of there. And the Bible says that He did it with a mighty hand. Pharaoh said, no, 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 no. He said, you're not taking my people. So they thought they was His. Moses said, they're God's. Pharaoh said, they're mine. Because he was getting a lot of work done there in the city. Amen. I'm afraid the whole world's like that today. Praise God. I said, well, we want you to help us so we can get the work done. I mean, something that'll build them up and make them somebody. But I want to tell you right now, praise God, we need a remembrance, we need a memorial of God Almighty and who He is and what He's done and what He's doing in the present world we live in. Amen. In this generation, He said, this is my name forever, and this is my memorial for just a little while. No, He said, this is my memorial unto all generations. He said, a memorial unto all generations. Amen. The great deeds of God Almighty. He said, this is a memorial of what I've done, what I've accomplished. I want to tell you this morning, God will accomplish a whole lot more than you will. God will accomplish a whole lot more in you than you can by yourself. Amen. Jesus said Himself, He said, without me you can do nothing. Hello? It's time we quit trying to do it. And ask Jesus to help us. Ask Jesus. Praise God. It's time that we quit. We disallow this God is my co-pilot mess. And said God's driving this thing. I'm just going to jump out and run around, get in on the passenger side. And I'm going to say, Lord God, here it is. Lord, I don't want you to just take me where you want me to go. Use me what you have me to do. Lead God, direct me, and show me the way you want me to go. Praise God, and I'll just follow you. Lord, I'll go with you. Amen. You know, that's all God wants us to do. He wants us to just follow after Him. Praise His holy name. He's the one that makes us the promise. Praise God. He said it will pass. It's passed on, memorial passed on from generation to generation. Because God Almighty. In Psalm chapter 45 and 4, the Bible says this. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. Amen. You know how this thing carries on? You know why it's not? You know why God's word, why God's work isn't being carried on today? Because He says one generation declares it to another generation, the mighty deeds, the acts of God, and it just snowballs. Something happened. Snow melted. Amen. Yeah, praise God, we declined, praise God. We pulled back. We're not declaring the mighty works of God. How many times has God blessed us? How many times has God moved through our life? How many times, praise God, when we got so low that we couldn't crawl, that Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost of God just scooped us up, pulled us up in His loving arms, pulled us to Himself and said, son, it's going to be all right. We've got this. Amen. How many times, church, have we got testimonies in this place where God Almighty, when we thought we couldn't, praise God, He could. Amen. From generation, we ought to be telling it. We ought to be bragging on it. Amen. It's not what Dr. Spock done or anybody else. Praise God, it's about what Jesus did for our lives. It's about the difference that He's made in you and me. It's about the hope that we have in Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. He's the one that makes that difference. Unto generations. Amen. Generation to generation, it's passed down. I wonder today, are we doing our part? Are you doing your part? Sometimes I think it scares us to death when it comes to serving the Lord, to lifting up His name and telling somebody about Jesus. I think it scares us just a little bit. Is it? It's not because we're ashamed. I hope nobody's ashamed of the Lord. We just don't know how people will take Him in the day and hour we live. Amen. Well, praise God. The Bible says if we just tell it, praise God, lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said if He be lifted up, He'll draw all men unto Him. It's not our job, listen to me, it's not our job to save them. It's not our job to make them receive the gospel of Christ. Praise God. It's just our job to go out and tell it. So that generation after generation, praise God, just won't keep falling through the crack, but we'll just get to lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ because He's the God and Lord of our life, praise God, and we just get to telling it and people begin to hear it. And I tell you, the Bible says it will not go out void. Amen. Need to be bragging on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me just say why I'm right here. We ought to be bragging on each other. Say, boy, I love my church. I love my church family. I love my church members. Praise God. I love all that God's doing for us. I know what God wants to do. Praise God. I'm glad to see folks getting in. I'm glad to see God helping us. We'll be telling it everywhere we go. So generation after generation will hear the Word of God. Amen. Be declaring His mighty acts, the things He's done. The people that stood the test, the people that stood firm for the Lord Jesus Christ. Just think about that today. Well, I was out there in the study yesterday morning, and I thought about that. If it hadn't have been for some good old saints of God that had stayed the course, that had stayed faithful. My brother was talking about, he was down here, he lives in West Virginia, and the Baptist churches up around in Maryland and West Virginia are few and far between. I mean, you might have to drive 40 or 50 miles to find a Baptist church. Amen. He has to come out of West Virginia, go into Maryland in order to go to church. He said, you just don't even understand. You don't even realize what you have here. He said, I've driven there. And so there's a church on every corner, at every intersection of the road. There's a church. But let me ask you a question. If it wasn't for good, faithful men and women, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ, how many of those churches would be closed? How many of them would be beer joints and barns today? Hey, Barnes, if it wasn't for some folks, praise God, a generation that stand up and say, you know what, I ain't going nowhere. I'm just going to plant myself here by the waters of glory, and I'm just going to trust in the Lord, and whatever He wants, praise God, I'm just going to stay with God. Amen. You say, preacher, why would a man do that? Because God said, I'll stay with you. Amen. Praise God. From generation to generation, if you'll just keep lifting me up, praise God, I'll keep a blessing. I'll bless you and I'll help you to be a blessing to the next generation, and they'll come up and they'll be blessed. Amen of God Almighty. That's what the Lord's telling us today. So people's coming up, people, good people of faith that stayed in the fight, stayed the course. But we live in a day and hour, and as we celebrate this Memorial Day, and we celebrate those that have gave the ultimate sacrifice. Those that stayed in the battle, those that fought the fight, those that lived in an era, a space of time, praise God, when they said, you know what, we're just going to go with God when the circumstances ain't what we thought they'd be, things ain't working out the way we thought they would, but praise God, we're just going to go with God. Remember the story of the children of Israel was getting ready to go into Egypt, or getting ready to go into Canaan land. They come out of Egypt, getting ready to go into Canaan, and they sent the spies down to spy out the country. And they went in there, and they come back, and the only two that had a good report was Joshua and Caleb. And they said, amen, listen. The other said, we can't do nothing down there. These giants in the land, if we go over in there, we won't stand a chance. I won't say they shorthanded God. They didn't trust the Lord. God said, you go on in there. He said, pray. I don't even know why they went in to spy it out. They should have just went down there and crossed over to the Jordan, praise God, and went on into that land and took it. Well, God didn't offer it to them. Sometimes, praise God, sometimes you don't have to pray about nothing. Sometimes you just know the right thing to do. Said old Cheffy was a preacher, and I said he was riding down the road, and he come to this old farmer that was on the pulled off side of the road, and he's there, and he's had wagon, his heart, and his horse, his old mule had died right there in the harnesses. And he was there, he was tore up. He said, "Cheffy, I don't know what I'll do." He said, "This is the only old mule of God. I ain't got nothing to pull my wagon. I ain't got no way to get things done." And old Cheffy said, "Well, sir," he said, "I'll pray for you." So I'll pray about that. And said, old Cheffy started down the road just a little bit, Brother Bill. Got down there just a little way. And he stopped and he jumped off that horse, turned around, led it back over there. And he said, "Son, sometimes you just don't have to pray about things." And old Cheffy just gave him his whole horse. And he is riding the circle. Glory, hallelujah. Sometimes we don't have to think about something. We just have to know that God said, and we just go with God. Amen. The children of Israel, they stood the test. They fought the fault. They lived in an era, a time and space. And they come down there to Canaan. They went into, looked in the land. They come back out, and they said, "Oh, goodness, it's awful." Joshua and Caleb said, it's a land of milk and honey. We ought to go in. So these grapes down there are big as softballs. These watermelons down there, praise God. And we can feed every person in Asheville. So let's just go get them, boys. But because of unbelief, they wandered around 40 years in the wilderness. And then the Bible says in Deuteronomy 2 and 14, said 38 years until all the generation of men of war were wasted out from among the host, as the Lord sware unto them. Amen. Sometimes we just waste our life, praise God, instead of just going in where God would have us to go, doing what God would have us to do. How many times in our lives, youngins, has the Holy Ghost of God unctioned our heart just to stand up? Praise God for God Almighty, for the great I Am, because He is the memorial of life and what we have and liberty, praise God. And we back down and we cowed down and we've went our own pernicious way. God Almighty said, "Listen, I'm God, I am God, I am the God. And if you go with me, I'll go with you." Amen. They didn't go. Amen. They went a different direction. Amen. But he said, God says, "Listen," said he said, my ministry, it spans the generations if you'll just go with me." Amen. A significant events in your life, praise God, to take taken care of by God. God said, "I'll go with you." Amen. So that you can set up a memorial of your life, a memorial of what you did. Remember when they finally got over there? And I'm hurrying, I'm going to quit right here in a minute. He said, "Preacher, you Lyonians always say that, and don't ever do it." But they said the children of Israel got over there and finally got to Jordan. Joshua told them, he said, "Listen, young'uns." Amen. He said, "Go ahead and sanctify yourself." He said, "For tomorrow we're going to cross over." Amen. Praise God. He said, you know what he was saying? He said, "Just get ready, because tomorrow," I won't say young'uns, praise God, "it's time just to get ready, because tomorrow we're crossing over." Amen. We're going over into Canaan land, that place of rest and hope, that place of milk and honey. Glory, hallelujah. I won't say it's time just to get in. It's time for us just to go there now. Amen. He said, "Preacher, can you get there this side of glory?" Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Sure we can. Amen. We get under the pot, praise God, under the spout where the glory comes out, and worship the Lord. Josh told him, he said, "Boys," he said, "sanctify yourself and get ready, for tomorrow we're going in." And he called members of each tribe. He got 12 men together. But I believe it was men that would stand the test. I believe it was men that was willing to follow God. He said, "Fellas, let me tell you what I want you to do." He says, "Tomorrow when we make the crossing," he said, "I want every one of you, when we get there in the middle of that, God's going to dry it up. He's going to go let us go across dry shot." Now you got to remember, this is during the time of the spring rains. The Jordan would have been overflowing her banks. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Kind of like the rains we had back in the fall, or back last Thursday. That creek, those creeks was getting kind of scary. Getting up to the tops of the banks, just ready to breach the bank. And maybe in that time they were breaching the banks. But God Almighty, praise God, He said, "Listen." He said, "Josh," He said, "you get ready, for tomorrow we're going to go across." And Joshua got over there, and when you know the story, when them Levites with the, got up there and their feet touched the edge of that thing, so that thing just parted. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. God made it stand up in a heap. Can you imagine that? Looking over here in the water where it's coming down, praise God, it stood up in a heap, and that other, I guess, just went on down the road. Amen. God Almighty can do that, praise God. He can take your trial. He can take that opposition away from you. He can pile it up, glory, hallelujah, for His glory. He can take it from you, praise God, and let that would so easily beset you just go on down the stream. Amen. But Joshua told them old boys, he said, listen, he said, when you get down there, I want you to get a rock. I want you to pick up a stone. Amen. I said, I want you to do it as a remembrance. Amen. Let me read that to you right quick. I don't want to mess it up. Amen. In Joshua chapter number 4, praise God. Verse number 4, he said, then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared for of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask your fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? He said, then ye shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan, and the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a monument unto the children of Israel forever. Amen. Praise be to God. He said, what it is? He said, you take these stones. Praise God. I don't think they're little old pebbles. They got them a big old stone. They got them a board. They got them something to build that they could use for a foundation, something to be sure. And they carried them up out of that water. Praise God. And they set down a monument, a memorial. Praise God. He said, so that when your sons and your daughters ask one time coming through here and they say, what's the meaning of these stones? He said, I'm going to tell you, the I Am, praise God, have brought us up out of bitter bondage. He brought us to the brinks of the water. He stood them up a heap and He allowed us to cross over. Amen. God said a memorial of God Almighty. Amen. You say, preacher, did it work? It worked. The Bible says this in verse number 20 in Joshua 4. He said, those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. And he said, in the middle of the flood season, God Almighty allowed you to go over on dry ground, dry shod. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask your father time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land, for the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until ye were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which He dried up from before us until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth may know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you might fear the Lord your God forever. You say, preacher, why should we? Because He is the God forever. He changes not. He's the same. Glory, hallelujah, throughout eternity, world without end. He said, if we'll just follow Him, He said, the same thing I did over in the Red Sea and the same thing I did at Jordan, He said, I'll do again and again and again. Amen. But what we have to ask ourselves this morning, God said, I'll give you a memorial. But what about us today? In closing this morning, I want to ask you a question. What about a memorial? Have you ever thought about that? Wouldn't it be nice if we could leave a memorial? Amen. So someday, somebody will look back and they'll see what you did. And they'll say, Lord, hallelujah. Some little grand youngin. Come up one day and ask mom or daddy. Say, what's the meaning of that? What's the meaning of that little old place over here in the woods? What does that mean? Mama, daddy, somebody could tell them, say, that was Papa's place. That was Grandma's place. That was a memorial as a place we'd come and worship and talk to God. It was a place, younger, that when you were sick and Mama didn't know what to do, that I'd call Papa, call Mama. It was a place, a memorial, where they would come and they would talk to God. And what I couldn't do, honey, God would do for you. It was a memorial. It's a place. Ask you a question. You know, wouldn't it be good today for me and you to just go in that chill Jordan, get us up a stone this morning, and just come before God and just lay it down in a place and let Him begin to build a memorial? He said, I will be your memorial. Wouldn't it be a good time? See, there's a whole lot of old folks, old saints of God that's going out of here. But wouldn't it be good, praise God, for us to come up alongside and let's pick up our boulder, our stone, and just bring it to the Lord and ask Him to help us to place it for memorial in His name. So that one day, praise God, that our little old young'uns will come up and they say, I remember when Papa, I remember when Mama, I remember when Daddy, I remember when Mama used to worship God with lifting up hands. I don't know about you, James. I remember my Mama and Papa. I remember my grandparents of praying, praise and worship God. I remember sitting under that old oak tree where I go and pray sometimes. Pray God, I can remember my granddaddy sitting there and talking about how good God was. And during the Depression, they didn't even know it because God just blessed them all the way through it. Said, preacher, what is that? That's a memorial. That's a place sometimes when I don't know what to do, I just go to that place and I say, Lord, I need your help. And I find the comforter. They're waiting on me. The one that gives me peace. The man that passes understanding. There's a whole lot of things going on in our lives. Your life, my life, our families. But I want to say, praise God, there's an I am. He said, I give you myself as a memorial. Amen, that you can lift up, that you can believe, that you can trust in. That you can show to different, generation after generation. I wonder today, how much are we showing it? How real is it to us? If it's not real to you, don't expect it to be real to them. Amen? Don't expect it. But if it's real to us, the I am, the one that's sent forth to bring us up and to bring us out. And he said, I'm a memorial. I said, I've done it before, and I'll do it again. How many times do we see in the Word of God how God, His people, He just come to them, God, even when they'd been rebellious against Him, hello, and He brought them up, and He didn't just leave them dangling and kicking over there where they were, but He brought them out, amen, unto Himself. He loved up on them, let them know He cared for them, pulled them unto Himself. Amen. He said, I'm a memorial. Just remember who I am, because I'm here for you. What about you this morning?